Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and good evening, everyone. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live here in the UK. But we also have a guest in America with us this evening. A guest that's no stranger to Mike Spirit FM, because if you remember last week, I could barely speak. I'm virtually the same as this week. My voice is still back. But last week, we had the amazing Reverend John Laker, and Reverend John Laker has kindly stepped in for us again this evening, because I was unfortunately... my other guest who was booked in wasn't able to make it, but he was just thankful that that Reverend John Laker was there. And welcome to you, Reverend John Laker. How are you doing?
We're doing great over here, Mike. And how's the weather in England?
Well, you know, it's the same as I said last week to you. Absolutely dreadful. Wet, windy, and miserable.
Well, sorry to hear that. We're in the high 30s here. The snow that came down last night melted, just a little bit of rain, and kind of dreary ourselves over here, too. So we're right with you.
You're right with us there within the weather. Okay, John, I know that you've been very busy over the last few days getting stuff ready for a certain event to happen. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you are working on right now?
Yes, glad to, Mike. Greta and I, my wife, we are working on our home, but we're turning that into a temporary center for the Universal Spiritual Ministries Association. And so we have a meeting room and a seance room that we're putting together. And in the next few days, we should be starting to paint and put it together. But we're looking to bring higher development here and welcoming people from all over the world to come as guests and go through training with us and helping mediums of all levels and healers, all the light workers. So that's what we're doing right now, is putting it all together. And I'm doing plastering, and Greta's painting out one of the bathrooms. So we've been both at it for the last couple of weeks, and we should be open full swing for March.
Perfect. Well, I know that, you know, that you're trying hard to get it open in March. I know by July, I'll be over there with you in July, because I do plan on visiting two states this year in America, and one of them states is the state of Maine, exactly where you are, with yourself and a mutual friend, a friend called Junie, and I know that Junie's probably listening there to us, so a massive hi and to June. So yes, the state of Maine in July, and also the state of Florida, West Palm Beach. We will be there end of July, beginning of October. So, yeah, John, so do you think you'll be ready by then?
Yes, we should be by those months, and we're certainly coming up to New Hampshire to see you up there in July, too, at Junie's. Looking forward to meeting you face-to-face. Like we talked about before, last in 2012, I was going to Ireland and Wales, and here I was working at the Hafen Y Coed, and here you were right up the road, but you were in Florida at the time, so we were kind of changing places and locations, but it's now destined that we all meet and become good friends face-to-face.
You know, John, I think to myself that obviously that now is the right time for that to happen, you know. You know, I've done some wonderful work there in the United States into the end of 2012, and I know that you've done some wonderful work here in the UK at the end of 2012, but 2014 is a year that we all come together and work in unison together as one. And, you know, fly that banner of spirit very high and as a united team, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because we all work for the same source, the higher spirit. And that's what they're doing, is bringing us together to raise the level, the consciousness level, taking people to deeper meaning of the purpose of life and everything within it. And we are just honored to be instruments of it.
You know, and it's the same here in the UK, John. You know, I'm honored to be a part of that year. And, you know, try and strive the best that we can to promote the word spirituality and to bring it to the highest level that we possibly can, isn't it?
Yes, it's so true, because we're finding so many people from other religions reaching out, even the ministers from many of the conventional religions, the fundamental religions. People are looking with a new eye, a yearning to connect to a higher source than ever before. So we just happen to be here, and we are, well, we're led here, and we're honored to play a part to helping everybody in on their path.
You know, and I think that the more that we do that, you know, that the spirit world comes that much closer to us, because, you know, as long as we work for them and doing their work, then I think that they become closer to us to allow it to become more of a clear channel and a better communication, if you like, to the spirit world, and allow them to connect in unison with us.
Yes, we must put ourselves, you know, last in these cases, and realize that, and give credit give praise to spirit, because it is they that work through us, and all these benefits that we have along the way, the abundance, the opportunities, it is all through spirit, by listening to them, not going against them, but listening and following their guidance, because everything has a more divine meaning. Bringing of people from all lands together, it can only be through spirit, by opening everyone up.
Most definitely. And excuse me. You know, and as we become closer, you know, John, I believe that the more work that we do for the spirit world, the more that kind of comes in. And, you know, it was only this week that a lady called me up in kind of dire straits, if you like, needing some help in a charity event here in Wales. And, you know, I kindly said that, yes, of course, I will help and be a part of that. And that's this Wednesday coming. I will be doing a charity night, and all that information there is on my Facebook page. So if you are in Wales, if you want to travel to Wales, watching Wales, you will be able to find us at the Green Acres Hotel Canelli. And there is a postcode, which I know is called a zip code in America. It's CF334LH. That information is on my website, on my Facebook page at Mike Davis Medium. And, you know, there's quite a few events this month already planned in. You know, we've got a lovely charity night that's booked in as well. And, you know, I'm looking, and I can't quite find where I'm looking for, but on the 15th, Saturday the 15th of February, I will be at the Pentrekyber Hall. Come and watch me do a demonstration there of my mediumship. And I know I'm sure it's the 18th. Let me just get there, and I'll tell you. Exactly. No, it's the 28th, I'm sure it is, of February. You know, I'll get more information on that a little bit later on, because I'm not quite 100% sure here, because I'm trying to find it. And you know what it's like, John? Trying to find someone at the spare of the moment, you never can you?
Oh, it gets exciting, doesn't it? It's like a breath.
But the main thing is, I know I'm there. I know I'm ready to work it, and I'm going to enjoy thoroughly working, because I know it's for a charity night. I know I mentioned it last week for this charity, and I want to try and find it, because I want to mention it again, because it's so important to do, to promote these charities, because it is, you know, the one on Wednesday, it's a charity night again, and again, all the information will be on my Facebook page. But let me just click this and see if this... to see what's going on here. No, that doesn't. Okay, maybe I'm just fibbing a minute. Maybe I'll just get all the information as we speak. But let me tell people how to get involved with today's show. It's quite simple. If you are in the United States of America and you want to call in, you need to dial 760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call for free, totally free of charge, No mind where to in the world you are, you need to go to the show page of www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit FM and find the show page, and there you will see the show page, and there you will see a Skype button. And as we know, John, the Skype calls are completely free of charge. Just hit that Skype button there, and I will see you coming in. So several ways to get involved in today's show with myself and with and enjoy our mediumship. That's what we're here for, John, isn't it?
Yes, it is, to help people.
To help people and to promote the world of spirituality, isn't it? And I've been in this situation a long time before, John. You know, sometimes we're a little bit scared to ring up because we want advice. And again, you know, we can offer that service to people, can't we?
Yes, yes. And Spirit gives it right through, and it comes through. And we enjoy hearing the expressions on their faces, you know, their energy changing. Because through Spirit, we gain that hope. We gain that direction and understanding.
Most definitely. And, you know, never mind what the advice is for, whether it be for advice within your life or whether it's advice on your development. And, you know, use that button, that Skype button, or use your telephone and call in, and we will do our best to enlighten any condition or situation that we can help you with. You know, collectively between us, John, I'd say we've got a lot of experience, haven't we?
Yes, we do, Mike. Yes, we do.
And just out of the a question out of the way there, how long have you been working with Spirit World, John?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I started out actually seeing into my own past lives and channeling them. I didn't even realize what I was doing since age 5, but being led to it, it was in the 1980s. And then through 1992, I was actually ordained a spiritualist minister with the Universal Spiritualist Association. And since then, a practicing minister, medium, teacher. And so it's been very rewarding.
Perfect. Okay, well, so you've had some lots of years experience, just like myself.
Yes.
23 years now of working for the spirit world. So the time has flown so quickly. It's unbelievable. It really is. Well, John, let us, before we go to our first song, tell us where we can find you.
Okay, you could find us on our website. I'm actually going to be back on it tonight recreating, but it's the www.universalspiritualministries.org. I know I tried to shorten it, but everybody took all the good names on the domain name, so we tried to shorten it anyway.
Okay. So where can they find you on Facebook?
And it's Rev John Lilek, L-I-L-E-K, on Facebook, and we have other pages connecting you to the Spirit Bridge. Many of the others you can look up and find, but we're always on Facebook checking in from time to time, you know, each day, and we're always glad to help people along the way. So we welcome you into our Facebook family, too.
Okay, perfect. So that's Reverend John Lilek on Facebook, or even www. And you need to help me out again there, John. It's
Universal, you mean?
That's it, Universal
Spiritual Ministries.org.
Absolutely perfect. Okay, so let's go to our first song of the evening here. And this is a lovely song that we found, and it's a new one. So sit back and enjoy.
Yes, tonight I'm running.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We are live in Blog Talk Radio, we're live in Spreaker, we're live in GH Talk Radio, and on the website to Mike Spirit FM. You can call into the show today by dialing in your phones, 760-283-4611, or if you are outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you want to call in for free, come on over to blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM, and there is where you will find the show page, and you will be able to dial from your Skype there free of charge. And let me come back to my guest, Reverend John Lilac. Hi, Reverend John, how are you doing?
Doing great, Mike, and I'm glad to be here, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be on your show.
Well, you know, the pleasure is all mine, and I want to personally thank you for stepping in at last minute, because it was last minute, John, it really was, because, you know, I came on to the computer, you turned on my Facebook and seen that the guest I had booked in wasn't able to make it for other reasons, so, you know, we wish him all the best, and, you know, just thank this spirit for allowing you to be here at the right time. So let's go into our first caller, and our first caller is area code 505, and say, hi, are you there?
Yes, good afternoon, everybody.
Hi, can I take your name, please?
My name is Jolene Hodgman.
Okay, Angelina, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay, perfect. Okay, John, I'm going to leave this one over to you. And Angelina, this is John. John, Angelina.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, okay, and how can I help you?
I just want to see, you know, if there's any messages from the other side.
Okay.
I've been through a lot, you know, the last week. My son almost died last Monday because of he has a diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, and he almost went to coma.
And I want to say there's men that are standing by you. In the first vibration that I touch into your vibration, there's actually a man's vibration standing next to you. And I want to say he stands by you on your left side, almost feeling like a father's vibration. Do you have a father in spirit?
Do I have a father that deceased? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because he's standing, and he said that he was watching over, and he has been giving protection and healing to your son, and talking about, there's been a lot that has happened, even with the phone calls this week. You've been on that phone quite a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I think my son, it's been going through this disease, and it just happened that he was, you know, end up fighting it right, you know, in the last minute.
Well, but he is back now, and he's coming through. He's out of the coma now, too, correct?
Yeah, we were sent back home. They were able to get him back and revive him, you know, Monday night.
Well, your father has been working with a whole team of spirit around you, and I believe you know that already because there might have been a little bit of differences and things like this around when he was in the physical expression, but I'm seeing a man that I felt like his face, well, I'm looking at him now, and I want to say about early 20s, you actually have a photograph of him. Did he have kind of a tan or a dark complexion?
Yeah.
When he was younger. When he was younger? Because I'm seeing in this photograph he's showing me, and that's your reference, that's what he's actually manifesting, and he's been actually surrounding your son with white light and blue light. I'm seeing a lot of healing, and they're saying that they've been actually working on systems, but there's a modification. And I want to say there's been a little reluctance at times with your son about living up to the diet, so to speak, with diabetes, correct? Because I want to say he kind of he cheats quite a bit. but your father's saying that we can keep things under control because we do see him living on and healing and talking about, he's showing me that they've been working with the brain, especially the pattern of the brain, because there were times where your son was also getting dizzy and lightheaded and fading out, like almost going to, like blacking out or going to a sleep, correct?
That is actually one of the symptoms of the disease, and his brain did actually swell up, according to the doctor. That's why he's getting all the headaches.
Yes, but they've been actually doing something right now to tap in and relieve that pressure, and it shows that he'll pull through this. Just keep the faith, keep the faith. That's the number one thing, because you've been in so much fear at times, and don't worry about it, because your father, like I said, is right there. There's somebody named Tony or Anthony that's also in this vibration. I don't know if this is a name that you're familiar with, but I want to say this man passed away probably about 17 or 18 years ago, and he actually knew your father. But you have many around, including angels. One of them, she says that her name is Maria, a sister, a Catholic nun that is standing there as a healer. You may have felt her presence because have you noticed when you were in the hospital, did you, because she said she is very strong and she has been giving him healing, but have you ever smelled the smell like a scent, like remember those old-fashioned church candles? You know, when you go into a church and you smell those candles, they have their own distinct smell, their own aroma.
Yeah.
And have you smelled that in the hospital, in his room? Because I want to say there has been a lot of spirit, and if you notice, it's like a vortex there. When you step into the room, it may be quiet with no one there, but your ears are really ringing because there is a lot of spirit around him. You're going to notice something, too, in your son, a change for the better, because when you start to talk to him, you're going to see he actually, they're telling me that he has actually been having glimpses on the other side. Glimpses of spirit.
That night that he was unconscious, well, he's not unconscious. He was, you know, really bad condition. He was saying something about name guy Jacob, and they asked him, who is Jacob? My imaginary friend, he said.
No,
that's
he's real.
That's what
he Jacob is one of his main teachers there. And Jacob is a very old soul. He's like a master teacher that walks with him silently. Your son's going to pull through this fine. And the important is you're going to see a whole new look on life from him, a whole new outlook on life, because he is getting closer to spirit. He is very gifted, your son is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be fine. It's just... And even your father said, we're going to have a way of working all these bills and getting things sorted out, too. He said, so don't worry about that. Right now, let's get him well. And he will be.
Well, my main concern is it's been an issue with the child custody in the last 4 years. His father has been fighting me over this, and he's not taking care of the child. In fact, the day before he got sick, he just ignored him with his symptoms, and I'm going to file an emergency court order fighting for full custody, full, where I have to decide for everything. And I mean, I'm not going to cut the visitation, but it's going to be limited where he's not going to be able to spend overnight, because his father's an alcoholic, and I'm afraid of him administering the wrong medication in him, you know, insulin. It's very critical.
Yes.
Do you see
that? And that, I do see you winning. And I do see you winning. And all these things, including the alcoholism, because there were two different court instances that were involved with the alcoholism, something to do with driving and domestic problems, correct? And all of these will play a role.
Yeah, it's into his household, both of him and his girlfriend. They're heavy alcoholic drinker, and I'm just afraid that mistake could happen.
Trust and know that the angels are around you, son, and you will be victorious through this. But they're showing that it's going to be a pretty good fight that you'll have to put up. But you're going to use all the resources that you have available to you. Your own father's going to be inspiring you with this, because he's showing me that he's going to guide you to different places and the attorney that you will have to help you with this, because that's a necessity. To try to do it on your own may be futile. But with the help of an attorney, I do see this in about 3.5 to 4 months, you actually gaining custody.
3 to 4 months?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, what we're doing now is emergency court order, so I'm hoping to get a court hearing within a month, and hopefully we can get a decision of full custody with minimal visitation.
Right. It'll first be a temporary, and then it'll go to full. Because as things happen, there's a lot of things that are happening that are going on around us that we're unaware of, but we need to trust in the universe, because with spirit, everything has a way of bringing itself into the light. All truth comes into the light. So you see, you're not going to be the victim. Your son's not going to be the victim. You'll be the victors. Trust in that.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much. It's good to know. And like I said, my son is he's been reborn. Monday was his new birthday.
Well, he is totally new, and like I said, he is looking at life in a different way, and he is a very gifted young man, so that's something to keep in mind to encourage him, because he has a lot to offer people. God
he
bless
does,
you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, John, there for a wonderful reading. And Angel, if you remember, just go over to Mike Spirit FM and go into the archives of Mike Spirit FM. There is where you'll be able to download a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Will do, thank you.
Thank you, bye now. Okay, John, let's go into our next caller, and it's area code 337. And say hi, 337, are you there with us?
Hello, how are you?
Hi, yes, can we take your name there, please?
My name is Tamala.
Pamela.
Uh-huh.
Pamela, can I ask you where you're calling from there, please?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for there, Pamela?
I would like a reading from John. I was calling mainly because I've been having, my grandmother's been in my dreams a lot, and I...
Okay, Pamela, please don't tell us anymore, because, see, the way that this works is that we connect the spirit... And we want to give you the information, not us. No, you give us the information.
Sure.
So, John, you okay to work with Pamela?
Sure. Hello, Pamela.
Hi.
All right. Well, the reason why grandmother's been coming in, it's because she is very close. You're not just thinking about her. She is coming in loud and clear. And you've been feeling that ringing in your ears all the time. It's been happening more and more. They're ringing right now. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, and that's her presence. And your grandmother is very, very strong, because I'm seeing her with a great big smile on her face. But if you look at a photograph that you have of her in her 40s, there's a determined look in those eyes, because you could see in her facial expression, her jaw was very firm in her eyes. But deep down inside, she's full of love and nurturing and protection. You're going through a lot of changes yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and I want to say almost like location, location, location I keep hearing. It's like, are you planning on moving or something, or you put it out there in the universe at least? Because I kept seeing you wanting to move where you're from, but still stay in the area. Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to the northeastern part of the state, if that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I do see something it's something to do with the name. It starts with W-A. Is there like Walker or Walpert or something like this? Because
Do
you understand what I'm talking about?
The last name is Walker. Wow.
Okay, because I kept seeing a strong connection there. And it's like putting everything out there, listening to that still small voice, in this case your grandmother, and also Evie. Evie is one of your guardian angels that I see standing right next to you. She has dark black curly hair, dark brown eyes, and she's very feisty, very feisty like you are. She even likes spicy foods like you do.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and you notice how you're always laughing to yourself and getting those little one-liners, and you're laughing and snickering even around friends. It's Evie that's putting all those funny thoughts in your mind, but she's also the one that touches you under your nose. When you feel that little itch, you're always scratching under your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she touches you. She's that tiny little white light you see at night when you're just before you close your eyes in bed, because a lot of times she says, my mama will sit there and lay in bed with her eyes open and look at the ceiling. And
oh,
she
wow.
sees my light. And that little light, uh-huh. that little white one, that's Evie. That she's your guardian angel. The bigger white light is your grandmother, because she's also talking about baking some of the old family recipes again. You found her old book somewhere. You have it, but you don't really look into it too much.
Well, it's like with my grandmother, when she was living, she didn't know how to read or write. So it was like a lot of times I would remember a lot of the
yeah.
recipes that she would just tell us when we were children. And it's like, I don't know, I've been hit with a surge of creative energy, and I've been baking again, thinking about doing crafts and just a lot of creative things.
Yeah, well, she's been influencing you. There's a birthday coming. I want to say about the third week of February, something like around the 21st, and I feel like there's a birthday coming in your vibration, and it might be your grandmother's or grandfather's, but something important around there, around that week. But she's been throwing a hint, because she said in her own words, I've been hankered for something, a taste of something that you're making, that she used to make.
Hmm. I don't.
She's saying the move. She's saying your move is going to be between August and September. There's something about some changes in contracts. You have like some kind of lease agreement or something. I don't know what it is, but you have something that you're committed to right now.
A
where
mortgage.
You're at. Yeah. Yeah, but there's something that you'll be able to break free, but she shows an opportunity where there'll be a sale, a purchase, but she's saying more toward August, September. Because I kept seeing you going northeastern Louisiana, northeast of where you're at. And it's they're showing about 115 to 124 miles from where you're at. Does that make any sense to you?
Not really, because when you said northeastern, my son is thinking about moving to Charlotte, North Carolina, which is on
okay.
the northeastern coast, for a job.
Okay.
And I was thinking about relocating there myself.
Okay, well, I kept getting northeast, but check with that then, because I kept seeing something with the name Walker associated or Walford associated with that, because
mm-hmm.
I feel like he's going to be the trailblazer, and then they're showing you catching up a little later on, but you're going to sell your home and try to find another location.
Okay.
And I want to say, and something about work, you're putting in, they said that you need to do that resume. Because your resume needs some things that you're missing, something about second paragraph and fourth paragraph in that resume.
Well, I'm self-employed, and I don't have any intention on working for anyone else, so I'm trying to see what next, because I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay. Now, you may see an opportunity just a little bit of part-time up there, but actually, what they're showing is maybe what they're showing is that website. There's some things that need to be changed on your website. Do you understand? Because it's the numbers 2 and a number 4. So it could be the second page and the fourth page of your website.
Mm-hmm.
Have a look at things, because I feel like things have slowed down a little bit for me too.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's been slow for the last 2.5-3 months right now. But they're showing, maybe that's what she's saying, because she's saying you've got to look at something. Something's got to be changed a little bit. Something about an image,
okay.
a graphic. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because I don't know what I'm talking about. They're showing me that you will. And you're also going to be hearing from me named Janet or Janice. You understand? in a living.
Oh, wow, Janet.
You know what I'm talking about. She has. She's,
I know
she's not
someone. I know someone who knows her, and she's in the entertainment business. She's like an entertainment manager, but I don't know her personally.
Something about you're going to be getting into that vibration and talking to her, because I want to say she has kind of a high-pitched voice, kind of like a bubbly but a high-pitched, almost like a squeaky voice. Does that make sense?
I never met her yet. I just only heard of her. And for some reason, I felt like I would meet her for some reason.
You're going to. You're going to, because that's what spirit's showing, is they're trying to bridge you two closer than ever, because you're both going to benefit each other because of your contacts. And open doors for each other.
Okay.
That's what the message is. Look for the month of March and April as bridge building months for you.
Okay.
Because you're going to have new opportunities coming. And you will be with your son, but it's going to be a little later. I kept saying August, September. You'll go over there kind of like on reconnaissance at first, just to kind of check everything out to see what the opportunities are there. And because I don't feel like you're going to live right in the same home, but I feel like you're going to have a little distance, because where he is won't necessarily be agreeable for you. You'll be living like about 6 to 7 miles apart eventually.
Okay.
Okay, if that makes any sense.
In the Charlotte area?
Yes, it is. But where he's at, you may not quite agree with it, because your grandmother says, well, I know my little girl, and she stepped in, she said, but I'm going to help her find a good place.
Okay. Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you there, Pamela, and thank you there, John, for that wonderful reading again. Pamela, if you want to copy that reading, just simply go over to the archives of Mike Spirit FM and retrieve a copy of your reading. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, John, I think that it's time that we went to another song.
Okay.
So it's time to relax and enjoy this one.
Strong and strong.
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Reverend John Leaker. Hi, Reverend John. How are you doing there?
Doing great. Can you hear me over here, Mike?
We can hear you over there. We really can. Okay, it's time for us to go back to our call list, and let's go to area code 609. Hi, 609. Are you there with us?
Hello. Hi. How you doing? My name is Tabitha Williams.
Sorry, I missed that. Your name is what, sorry?
Tabitha Williams.
I missed that again.
Tabitha Williams.
Yes.
Okay, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
New Jersey, wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I want to know, does my daughter know the truth about everything that I went through, and that, you know, I really loved her, and you know, is she around me?
Okay, well, we can certainly help you with bringing an action to the spirit world, okay, and see what that brings, and see where we go. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay, John, I'll do this. So, mate, you can put your feet up. And let me start there with you, Captain, and just say, first of all, I know that there's a lady here with me in the spirit world, okay, that makes me aware when she passed, that it was very sudden she passed, okay, she wasn't meant to go when she did, or we believe that she should have been here a lot longer than what she should have. Now, I believe there was some kind of accident that would have taken this lady home to the spirit world. And incidentally, I don't feel she's all that old of when she passed. I feel maybe around my mid to late, I want to say 20s of when she passed, maybe a mid to late 20s. Would you understand of this?
Oh, yeah, it's my daughter, 29. She just passed away. We just buried her.
Bless her
today,
heart.
Actually.
You buried her today? Okay.
Yeah, she got the funerals yesterday, yeah.
Okay, well, let me just say, you know, she's come through really quick, which is fantastic. You know, there is no time limits. You know, you don't have to wait weeks, months, days. They can come through the moment they passed. Well, no, as your daughter settles a vibration with me, she just wants me to say that to you that, you know, that she's there with you. She understands exactly what is going on within your life at the moment, okay? And I know the question you asked, did she know what you went through? Now, she talks to me about that it was a difficult time for when she passed. Would you understand that obviously there's still lots of grief with you, but would you understand that there's been, like, extra grief added on top of this, is that right?
Yes.
There's been lots of fingers being pointed to certain directions. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And she tells me that the thing that you're going through at the moment is like nothing you've been through before. So I know it's a whole new experience that you're suffering with at the moment. Is that right?
Yes.
See, your daughter wants me to say that she's been there with you. She understands exactly what's going on and what has been going on within your vibration. There's something to do with about she needs to make you aware that she's been there. Now, why did she tell me that you've like been moving things around the home? Do you understand you've been moving things around the home of late?
Yeah, throwing a lot of things away, getting stuff together. I want to move, so...
Okay, so see, again, doesn't that just prove to you that your daughter's with you because she's aware of moving things around and dealing with things as they come in? Because she talks to me about you being a methodical kind of a person, that you kind of like to have everything in order. You like to have everything all quite neat and tidy, then, for want of a better word, because she says to me about everything is methodical and it has to be in order with you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
See, and she talks to me about... Okay. You know, for some reason, she wants me to start singing here to you, and I'm not going to sing because, one, I got a terrible voice. I don't feel very well. So you know, she wants me to you know the hymn Amazing Grace? Would you understand why
yes.
She would want me to sing that to you right now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And see, because I know that that's what she wants me to, that's what I'm hearing, the old hymn, Amazing Grace, okay? But for some reason, would I be right in saying to you that you've written a letter for her or something? Would you, because I want to put pen to paper and start writing at the minute.
She wants me to write to her, do some automatic writing or something.
Have you been doing that?
No. I used to do it, but I've been thinking about it. I've been, you know, I would like to contact her. I'm thinking about it. I believe she'll open up my mediumship. I don't know. A little nervous, but, you know.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I want to see, that you put pen to paper there, okay, and start writing. Because, you know, all your answers will come out within that pen and paper there. And the more that you work with her, the better it will become there for you. Now, I know you just said about working with your mediumship. Would I be right in saying to you that you've had to put that to one side? So you've got a level of understanding of the spirit world, but it's kind of being pushed to one side. Do you understand of this?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Where's your mum? Because I feel as if I've got mother's love that comes through here. Now, would you understand your mum for me in the spirit world?
My mother's mom is around me.
Okay, bless her heart. And would I be right in saying to you that when she passed, she was in and out to the hospital there for a while before she passed home to the spirit world?
Who, my mother or my daughter?
Your mother, sorry, your mother.
Oh, my mother, she's still alive.
Okay, so your mother's mother is the one that's passed. So would it be your
mother? Yeah, she's been dead for some time now.
Okay, but when has she been in and out of the hospital for a little while before she passed? Is that right?
I don't really know. I just know that she was in a nursing home, so, and that's where she passed away at with a stroke. So I don't know. I know my mother, when she was sick, she was in and out of the hospital, and you know she'll be 85. So I mean.
Okay. Well, gosh, that's a good age, isn't 85? Definitely. But I know that I want to say that you about this lady in the spirit world, which would be your mother's mum, your grandmum. Okay,
yes.
That she's around you as well, and I want to say that she's taking care of this younger one in the spirit world. Okay, wanting to protect her, wanting to guide her, wanting to bring lots of upliftment, lots of love there to her, because I know that that's what's needed at the moment. Okay, and also, would I be right in saying that you feel as if you've got a little bit of a lack of support around you at the moment in your vibration? Is that right?
None, actually. You're right. None. No support. I'm dealing with this by myself.
Okay. See, because I know that's what she makes me aware of, that there's a lack of support. You kind of need someone behind you, pushing you, guiding you every step of the way. And, you know, for some reason she tells me that's why you've called into the show today, to try and get some answers to your questions that surround you. Is that right?
Yes. I'm looking for answers.
Perfect. See, because she tells me here that, you know, the answer that you're looking for is why. Why has this happened, okay? And she says to me that's one thing that, you know, that we need to understand. What's gone is gone. What's done is done, she tells me, okay? We need to try and kind of look forward to what's going to go on now from here on in. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And she talks to me about we need to start concentrating on ourselves now, to start looking towards what's, excuse me, in the future there for yourself, because I know that she talks to me about what's to come there for yourself. It's now important. It's time to start to concentrate on yourself there, okay? And she says to me, that's not selfish, but it's time to concentrate on yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do. Yes.
You know, why did she take
Very
my mind?
So.
Okay, why did she take my mind to the month of March? March is important to you. Is that right?
Well, that's my daughter's birthday is in March.
Okay, so you don't understand.
But I don't know. Maybe I might be moving out in March.
No, I would say the importance to do in March. If it's your daughter's birthday, then that's perfect, okay? Because I know that the March is important, and I know that she wants to come closer, she's saying to me, the month of March, okay? Now, I do believe I want to say okay, she corrects me. No, you have. Since she has passed, you've seen her, haven't you? You thought that you've seen something around your vibration, is that right?
Around my vibration?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I did, but then I'm not sure.
Why did she talk to me about...
It's so quick.
Okay. See, and that's the way it works. It's really fast, and it's in, and it's gone within a blink of an eye. But she tells me, within your kitchen area, that's where you thought that you seen like a shadow that goes, that went past you very quick. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because that's where she tells me it was within your kitchen area. So know that that's, that then is the time that she's with you. She's always around your vibration, okay? And see, there's something about... You do it. You do it. Do you understand of there's a question in your mind, shall I or shan't I?
What was that?
There's a, must be a question in your mind about whether it should be, shall I or shan't I do something? Is that right?
Should I move or shouldn't I move? And then the two main things is should I move or shouldn't I move? And should I, you know, really try to contact her and be able to really, you know, the mediumship and really just have this.
Okay, well, you know, the answer that you gave me there is yes, you should, okay? You've already made contact with her now through another channel, okay, through myself as the medium. But, you know, you don't need a medium to build a connection to the spirit world. I know that John will agree with me there as I'm saying that because, you know, we can all make a connection to the spirit world. It's just knowing how to control it, how to use it so that we can build that connection. But the thing with the moving, then why shouldn't you? Okay, because I believe for yourself, a fresh start is what you need, a new beginning. And I do believe as this year develops on, I know that we've just entered into February now, but I believe by the April month, that you're going to be more settled in your vibration than you are right now. Okay? Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Bless your heart. Okay. Well, know that you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, let's move on and let's go to area code 410 and say hi, 410. Can we take your name there, please?
Hi, this is Kathy from Maryland.
Kathy. Okay, Kathy, and from where did you say you are from, Maryland?
In Maryland, yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, can we ask you the reason why you called in for there, Kathy?
To ask John about my spiritual journey.
Okay, perfect. John, it's all over to you, mate.
Hello, your name is Kathy again?
Yes.
Hi, Kathy. Anyway, your spiritual journey, and what in particular can I help you with?
Which direction is to go?
Okay, well, spirit is showing me there's many spirit because I'm seeing men and women, guys and Indians that are standing around you, and they're kind of been showing you your true path, and you've already been given that. I believe you already have that as the strongest impression to going with helping people. You're also quite a counselor yourself. You've taken many classes yourself, correct?
Yes.
And you're a medium yourself, and I kept seeing a lot of training that you want. You've been putting on your wish list, so to speak, to add, because I kept seeing something about past life regression, things like this, that are very important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're pursuing this because I kept seeing more and more education, but you're also a natural teacher. One that goes to you, and somebody in spirit that goes to you, because I kept hearing the name Mike or Michael that goes to you. You understand this name?
Unless it's Archangel Michael.
No. On your mother's side, and I want to say an uncle's vibration goes way back. Not uncle, but great uncle. But he wants to send greetings. This is his first time in. You have many that are around you, including your grandmother and your mother's side. Correct?
Yes, I know she's been here. Yeah.
Oh, she's there almost daily. If you want the truth, something about she loves tea or coffee because she's always there in the mornings. and I want to. Does that make sense to you? Because I want to say she's been a guiding force to you, and I see a beautiful white and yellow orb, and you actually have photographs of it with some friends. There was a party or something, a group or gathering, almost like something to do with work or people that you work with. But there's an orb right next to you. If you look in that photograph very closely, to the upper left-hand side. It would be on your right side in the photograph, but she has actually been with you. She makes sure you're taken care of and protected. But I see also things are already starting to take – you've been working on a website or some kind of creative mode. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I've been making jewelry for the last 6-7 years.
Okay, a lot of crystals involved with this too. And
yeah,
something to do
thinking
with
going that way, yeah.
Yes, because I kept seeing crystals and specific for specific needs. It's almost like it's going to be marketed, and I actually see it in a very large way. First, starting out small with many of the different stores, the metaphysical stores and healing centers, but I also see it eventually on QVC in about 3 years.
Oh my God!
That's
funny. That is funny.
But you wanted that, is that right? You sent the thought out, and this was about.
But I didn't know if it was possible.
Well, if I may say it a nice way, little creatures have big ears, and your spirit teachers and guides are on the job because they're showing you actually getting it marketed on QVC. That was your dream, and that's just part of it. But they're saying to go ahead with your creativity, but it's also for healing and strength and energy and protection that your jewelry is going to benefit people. So you're getting into marketing. One of them that I kept hearing, and I kept hearing the name John that goes to you on your father's side of the family. You understand this?
Oh, my Uncle John, yeah.
Okay, because he was very good with his hands. He says, I still am. But he said, I'm going to help you with ideas and how to make new designs and jewelry because he's very good with metal.
Oh, wow.
You understand
this? When you talk about mediumship that I have it, why do I feel like I don't?
Well, the important thing is we cannot judge our own gift. And I'm sure Mike can agree, and personally myself, none of us can judge our own gift. That's why we stop ourselves if we start to judge it. The true people are the people that we've helped. They're the true judges. I'll give you a prime example. How many people come to you for advice?
Okay,
now let's take it a step further. I'm going to put you in that, so to speak, twilight zone where you don't quite know how to answer this. But of those times you gave advice, can you recall, Kathy, those times that you were talking, you felt like you were talking off the top of your head, had no idea what you were saying, but the amazing, the weird part is people came back to you with validations over and over. You were right about this. You were right about that.
Hmm.
Now, I want you to just think about it.
Yeah.
Because, you see, it's when we step aside and we allow infinite intelligence to speak through us is when we do our best work. And just like the ideas, your creative designs, your mediumship, your helping people, it all comes from a higher source. They impress us, and we just kind of follow through with it, or they'll speak through us. But you're a natural at it, just like healing. You have the gifts of healing as well.
Yeah, I do Reiki, so...
And Reiki, and you also do, you're also holistic, but the proof has been what makes a healer a healer. And there's a simple question for that. I'll give you, and that is this. When you've gone to the hospital to visit a sick loved one or friend, and you went there with all this energy, and then afterwards you left, you were tired, hungry, withdrawn. You feel like everything's taken out of you. By your intent to see that person well was permission for your spirit, healers, and guides to draw from you what was needed. We are mediums in so many ways. Most people in this world don't even realize all Mike and I can do is help people connect the dots, but they've been doing it all naturally all their life, and you're one of them.
You know, I recently had back surgery, and I'm just like, this is my first day where I'm really upbeat. You know, because I've been, like, for the last 2 weeks, I've been down.
Yes, and that's your spirit, your healers, your grandmother, all of them right behind you. Because I kept seeing one that goes, and he says that his name is Dr. Michael Williamson. Williamson. There's a S-O-N on the end. You, one of your chemists right there, your main doctor. You don't be alarmed. He said something about last night you had some electrical shocks and some sharp shooting pains when you turned to your left side last night in bed.
What was that about?
That was last night, and that was in bed. Did you feel any sharp shooting little pains? They felt like pinpricks in your spine, right near where the vertebrae, where you had some problems, because there's something about the 9th and 11th vertebrae down.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Okay, that's okay. Don't. But he wants you to know that he was on the job. And something about recently, something with dental. You had some problems with teeth about 12, 14 months ago.
Uh-huh.
He was giving healing on that, too, because I want to say there was a little bit of an infection there.
Wow.
But he helped heal that. So uh-huh. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Hopefully he's helping me heal my L3-4 now after surgery.
He is, and that's what he's telling me, not to be alarmed. If you get some slight electrical shocks, because they're working with the neurological, and they're trying to restore everything along that order there, because it's also affecting your chakras too.
Yeah,
you've been too tired and a little irritable these last 3-4 months up to now, but they're showing that things are opening up and saying that April and May are going to be banner months for you.
Oh, great.
And there's
going to
be some traveling because I see new materials that you're purchasing at quite a distance. But in about 3-4 months, I keep seeing something with you buying new material. I don't know if it's silver or some special alloy for your jewelry.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Okay. Well, thank you there, Kathy, for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of today's reading. Simply just go to the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. I will.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, John, let's go shoot back to the phone lines and let's go to area code 315 and say hi, 315. Are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Mike. This is Annette from New York.
Annette.
Yes.
Okay, Annette. Can I ask you, what was the reason that you called in for?
I was wondering if you could give me any advice from any of my family. I'm going through a procedure tomorrow that I'm pretty anxious about.
Okay. Well, let me make a connection to the spirit world there, Nat, and we'll see where we're going, okay? There's a gentleman that's just come forward here from the spirit world. And let me describe him to you as I can see him, because he stands right to the side of me at the moment, and I know that he stands there. Towards your dad's side of your family when he was here with us. I do also know that he would have been maybe around the 5'9", 5'10", of his height. I know about 5'9", 5'10", of his height there. I know as well that he would have been a very much of a casually dressed, laid-back kind of a man when he was here with us. I do believe that he links towards your dad's side, and in fact, I could even call him your father. So would you understand of this man as your dad there, please, in the spirit world?
My dad was like 6 foot tall. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
and what
his father was a little bit shorter.
Sorry, I missed that.
My grandfather was a little bit shorter on his side.
Okay.
His name
okay.
was Joe.
Okay, so which one would have been the casual dressed, laid back kind of a man when he was here with us?
They both used to dress up because, you know, my dad had a business and things. So
okay.
I would guess more towards my grandfather.
Your grandfather, okay. Now, if this is your grandfather that comes through, would I be right in saying to you that your grandfather would have been here for a little while on his own before he passed, meaning that his partner would have passed before him? Is that right?
No, my grandfather died before my grandma.
Okay, so this is not your grandfather, okay, because he makes me aware of being on his own for a little while before he passed. So, okay, if I'm linking with your father there, okay, would I be right in saying to you that your father was the kind of man that would have always liked to do what he pleased in this life? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's your dad I want to work with. Okay, because it's your dad is the one who's with me. And as I'm connecting here with your dad, you know, he just says to me that you will be fine. Everything will be fine around your vibration, okay? You are one of life's little warriors, is that right?
Yes.
And you kind of, which, you know, if you are going through a procedure tomorrow, then obviously there would be cause for concerns. But, you know, your father wants me to say that you know that so long as he is there with you, and when he was with us in this vibrational life, so long as he was by the side of you, his support would be enough to get you through anything in this life. Is that right?
Yes.
See, and he tells me that now that he's in the spirit world, that his support is behind you every step of the way. And he is going to do just that, support you every step of the way from that side of life to this side of life, okay? Now, he says to me that it's something that... So you've had a few little procedures before, is that right?
No, I'm being checked out for lung cancer, and my dad had lung cancer, so...
Right, okay, so... Well, would you understand that you've had a few little tests like this before? Maybe not the lung cancer, but you've been tested for things before, so you kind of know what you're up against, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because he makes me aware of that you know what you're up against and you know what to expect. And he tells me that's why you're panicking, because it seems to be like through, well, if your dad passed with lung cancer, then it would be through the generations. But, you know, it doesn't always mean that it's passed on or it's passed down through the generations. But he tells me that it's better to be safe you know, than sorry then, okay? So know that he is, that you have his full support behind you, with it being tomorrow, and he is going to guide you every step of the way. But he does make me aware to say to you that things will be okay, because, you know, you do kind of worry about everything that's going on. And it's like as if you carry the world up on your shoulders there, Annette, is that right?
Yep, right now yep. I am.
See, now he also makes me aware to say to you that, okay, there's a few others that is like either having this test or needs this test. Do you understand that there's more of you, so either that you'd have brothers or sisters or there's other people having this test as well, is that right?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Okay.
I only have one brother.
You have one brother.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me aware that there's more tests to be done, okay? So whether that will be with, let's say, your brother or something, I'm not sure. But he makes me aware to see to you that the other tests to be done, you know, it's worrying for no reason at all. And he just wants to settle things right now and be quite clear, okay, that... you know, let's not get too worried about it. Let's not get ourselves worked up about it, because that's not what he wants there for you. And he says there to me that there's so much that you have to do in life. That's where we need to be concentrating our energies on, is what's to come in our vibration. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay, bless you. Now, see, I know that there's a lady here as well that I feel that she's quite a short lady, if I'm honest with you. They were quite a very, how can I put it? Petite kind of a lady, okay, very much very much the kind of lady that would have always done what she needed to do in life, not complained about it, just got on with things, because she tells me that's the way that it was there for her, that she just got on with things. I know as well that as she comes close that she's, as I said, quite short, maybe around the 5'3", 5'4", the height of when she was here with us, a lady that was very much grounded, very much down to earth, a lady that I feel I could always talk to and share the world's troubles with her before she would have passed. Do you understand who I'm with you?
Yes, that's my mom.
That's your mom. Bless her heart, okay. Mm-hmm. I know as your mom comes forward here from the world of spirit, that she makes me aware, again, that she's right by the side of you, almost like as if she wants to hold your hand and just support you at this moment, because she says to me, that's what she would have done in this life. And that's what she's doing there in the spirit world. So know that your mum and your dad have stepped forward there just to give you this strength that you need to see through tomorrow and to settle a vibration there for you, okay? Why did she talk to me here about that there is a need of healing around you? So I know that you haven't been feeling quite right yourself. Do you understand of this?
Yes, all of a sudden I've had, well, I'm being checked out for lung cancer tomorrow. And I also have nodules in my liver, too. So it's a double thing, you know.
Okay, see, so I know it's not just this lung cancer thing that you're being checked for. See that there's a need of healing there around you as well. So know that your mum is doing all that she can, and your dad in the spirit world. And isn't it pleasing to know that they can come back and give us this information from the spirit world and know exactly what's going on within our lives? See, your mum just said to me, before you go, tell her that we hear everything that you have to say. So you're obviously sending lots of thoughts to your mum at the moment. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. You know, my mother passed of breast cancer, so I went through both of this with both my parents, you know.
Okay. You know, it must be very difficult. You know, I can sympathize with you. You know, my brother-in-law have long passed with a cancer condition itself, and I know that it's a very difficult thing to even nurse someone through that because, you know, we've been there, we've done it, and it's a very hard journey, isn't it? And, you know, all I can say to you is that I wish you all the best, and I'm sure that with the guidance of the Spirit will be on you, particularly with your mum and dad, that things will come as they meant to come there for you and become right. Does that help you a little bit there, Annette?
Yes, it does, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
It's all a pleasure, it's all ours. Well, Annette, no, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, John, before we go to our next caller, let's go to our next song, and, well, let's enjoy this one.
Okay.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, and no place I'd rather be, I would wait forever, exalted in the scene. As long as I am with you, my heart continues to beat. With every step we take, Kyoto to the days, rolling so casually. We're different than the same. Gave you enough to switch up the battery. If you gave me a chance, I would take it. It's a shot in the dark, but I'll make it. Know with all of your heart, you can't shame me. When I am with you, there's no place I'd rather be.
Welcome, or if you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Media Show. Right, so Blog Talk Radio, in Spreaker and in GH Talk Radio. and on the website to Mike Spirit FM with my amazing, wonderful guest, Reverend John Lilac. Hi, Reverend John. How are you doing there?
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here.
You know, John, it's set again to be a very busy show, as always, which I'm always grateful for. And, you know, I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for the continued support throughout the weeks, months and years of the show being on air. You know, and to my amazing guests, you know, and you know, because without the guests, then the show wouldn't be here, it really wouldn't. But, you know, a special thank you to you, John, tonight, because I know that you stepped in with 30 minutes notice of the show starting, because you know, I was in a bit of a difficult slot. My voice is not the best. I can hear it going in and out, and my guest unfortunately wasn't able to be here. And John, I thank you dearly for stepping in at the last minute.
Oh, my pleasure, Mike. Like I said, when we were ordained back in 1992, our teacher, the minister, Reverend Tingley, said, "Now your real journey has just begun. The training means nothing, but you have to be prepared for a moment's notice what life brings you." So it's always a pleasure to help out, Mike.
Well, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you, John. I really do. John, let's find out how people can get a hold of you. You can go to Facebook, and where can they search on Facebook for you?
Sure, they could look us up. We'd love to have you as a friend and keep up with our latest posts and activities. It's Rev. John Lilac, L-I-L-E-K, or you can look us up on our website. It's www.universalspiritualministries.org.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so tell us what kind of service are you offering there at the moment, John. Why would people search for you?
Yes, we're up here located in Bucksport, Maine. And Greta and I are working on our spiritual center to get that up and going in March and then have it full swing in May. And we're actually going to be inviting guests and mediums eventually to teach over here too and to spend time with us. So we have private readings, we have tutoring, we have classes. And if someone wants to come up for a whole weekend intensive, we offer all kinds of flexible programs right here in person, by phone, by Skype, and we reach out to mediums and people from all across the world like you do, and we're here as a service to help people with their gifts as well.
Most definitely. And you know, John, I want to thank you for that, because you know, sometimes the job we do, you know, not that we're looking for thanks, you know, I never look for thanks for anything that I do, but you know, sometimes it's nice to have that recognition, isn't it, that to do what we do, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's great to see people turning their lives around, their life around, finding clarity, guidance, and taking control of their life back and living that life experience. It's a pleasure to see so many people benefiting from it. So, again, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show again.
Okay. John, well, I would say, you know, the pleasure really is all mine. But let's go back to the call list. And let's go to 832 and say hi, 832. And can we have your name there, please?
Hi, my name is Nita. I'm from Texas. How are y'all?
Hello.
Hi. How are y'all doing today?
Hi.
Can I ask you the reason why you called in for that, Nita?
Yes, I was just wondering if you saw, I guess, any changes coming up for me. I'm working on a couple of things, like either getting a new job or moving or just...
Okay, Anita, let me hand you over to John, and I know that John will do his very best to bring in the communication of the spirit world, and
sure,
here we go.
Sure.
John, it's all over to you.
Thank you.
Hi, Anita, once again.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, doing great, and you're talking about change, and I'm seeing many, as I get into your vibration, seeing many, many spirit gathering around you. I'm seeing loved ones, I'm seeing teachers, friends. And somebody named Albert that actually comes to you, a spirit. I'm seeing that a man about 5'11", maybe 6 foot, rather tall, not much hair on the very top of his head. He shows that he passed away about 67, 68 years of age. I don't know if you can recognize him, but he says that he is a friend of the family, more on your father's side. But somebody named Albert that goes to you and wants to send greetings to you. And what I also see is your father's in the living, correct?
Yes, he's here. Mm-hmm.
He's here, but his friend Albert knows him. But I want to say they're helping you with clarity, because right now there's a lot of issues that have been kind of pushing you toward this part of life that you're in right now. Because I want to say there's been some disappointments in several people around you. And and I want to kind of like leave the area, change the energy, and a fresh start in life, correct? Because I see the month of June as a golden opportunity. Actually, starting in March, the months of March and April, putting those resumes out there, those opportunities out there. But I do see somebody, and I hear the name, if it makes any sense, Lynn or Linda, that goes to you. And she's near you in Texas, but actually a different city. I want to say, would you be near Houston?
Yeah, my family's from Houston.
Okay, but you're not in Houston. I kept seeing something about going back to Houston for some reason.
Okay. I'm not sure what that would be.
But it's not with family. You're going to be closer to family. But I want to say this, how do I say, what Spirit is showing me is that you're going to build bridges, but with new people out there. Actually, you've had some disappointments in friends just recently, and I want to say a lot of other things, too. We won't go into detail with that. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you're doing the right thing. That's what, and I want to say your grandmother on your father's side is saying that to you. You're doing the right thing, because she's blessing you. You're actually feeling a lot of weird sensations at nighttime after 6:30 p.m. Have you noticed you're feeling cobwebs all over your face? Like you notice you itch a little bit, like something like a feather's touching you. That's your gram, because she's actually brushing your hair, letting you know she's going to take care of her little girl. You'll always be her little girl. But I actually see a job change and something with. Okay, I kept hearing the name Turner and Williams, Turner and Williamson, or Turner and Wilkins, T and W associated with this. Something about a job coming, and it has something to do with Houston, but the money's going to be great enough that you'll be able to take care of yourself out there without being dependent on family. Because what they're saying is you don't want to go back to family. There's some differences there.
Right.
Okay, and a lot of it's your belief system. You've been going on a spiritual path for quite some time. They're showing that about the last 9-10 years, you've been going in a different direction. I'm having some difficulty even with siblings, and so the important thing is don't worry about that. Spirit is providing the way. Just because you're going to Houston. Because when I said Houston, you started to cringe. I could see you cringing all the way from here in Maine. Okay? And it's a good thing. It's a good thing, not a bad thing. That doesn't mean you have to go over for dinner every Sunday or something like this. The important thing is you're going to get, there's going to be a golden opportunity in the month of May for you in Houston.
Okay. And just really quickly, I was wondering, do you see a relationship coming up for me, or do you see me being single for a while?
I actually see you for about 3.5 to 4 months, still a little single. You've had some offers already. Now, don't get me wrong, because I felt like you had two offers already, two people that were interested. But one of the things that I'm seeing is I'm still carrying a lot of hurt with me from this last one. You understand? There's some anger, and we've got to let go of that. And when we let go of that, we open the door karmically. We free ourselves, and karmically we're open for it. But I do see somebody named Tom or Thomas is on a birth certificate. Last initial starts with an R. It could be like Richardson or something like this. But I kept seeing somebody named Tom coming into your life. And this is someone you do not know. And to be honest with you, it doesn't have anything to do with where you're at right now. It has more to do with Houston in the new area where you're going.
Okay.
And so... utilize this time. What Spirit and Graham is saying is to utilize this time for healing, to learn to love yourself. She says, young lady, you've been beating yourself up too much too long. She's saying, mm-hmm. happy days. She rolls up her sleeves, puts her apron on, and it's like she's getting down to business. But what she means is she sees a happiness for you, and the spirit world is opening it up. And I see this man, he's actually 2 years younger than you, which
okay.
but very, very, very spiritual, very mature. And he's very gifted like you are.
Okay. Well, I will
okay.
keep that in mind.
Yes, I pray this has helped you, Anita, because, you see, it's just we have to turn our way of thinking, let go of that past. If it, you know, if we look at it in a bad way, it no longer can serve us, and it cannot open new doors. Let things go and see it for the spiritual value, because I do see
mm-hmm.
you happy with this. It'll be a fairly short courtship, about 6 months, but I actually see something about a ring being put on your hand. So you'll meet him about
okay.
May. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem, Anita. Have a wonderful weekend.
You
okay,
too.
Anita,
thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Remember, Anita, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Somebody's here. Okay.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and let's area code 352 and say hi, 352. Can we take your name there, please?
Yes, it's Cindy. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. Yep, and can I ask you where you're calling from there, Cindy?
I'm from Florida.
From Florida, wonderful. Okay, Cindy, can I ask you the reason why you called in for?
I'd like a message. I'm under attack from an ex-boyfriend, and I just like a message, what's the most important thing I need to know and how to get this stopped and get them caught. He has employees working for him that are, you know, coming and injuring animals at night and stalking me.
Okay. Cindy, I think I worked with you last week, didn't I?
Yes, and that's what I said. Yes. Is any message that's most pertinent to what I need to know, because I didn't want to ask a specific question and rehash.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let me see if John can work with you this week, Cindy, and see if John can bring out anything different for you. So, John, can you speak here, please?
Okay. And again, how can I help you? Because I had to step out. We had somebody at our door, and Mike Greta didn't answer, so I had to take care of that real quick. So how can I help you?
I'd like some, just the most important message, maybe from a loved one or what I need to know. I'm under attack at my home, my farm at nighttime from an ex, and I've been trying to get him caught and stopped, and it's just ongoing. We haven't been able to get him caught in the act. He sends employees. So any message that's most important that Spirit thinks I should know to move
okay,
forward.
One of the things, and I see grandfather on mother's side coming in, because I want to say his build, I want to say, it wasn't really a big build. I want to say he was rather more tall, but he wasn't, I want to say he's about 6 foot.
Yes.
But I want to say he was kind of a thin build man. Would I be getting close to what your grandfather looked like? Because I'm seeing this man here, white hair, glasses. He lost a little height toward the end.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What he's saying is that you need to get some surveillance cameras on the property, because you will catch him. Something about overhangs, because there's a barn or a shed somewhere, and there's a peak.
Okay.
And there's several good vantage points. You need to get this video on there. But something about something tripping up, because they will catch it with footprints. You haven't been having rainy weather just yet, but I kept seeing something. There's going to be some evidence there. But you need to take precautions on locking things with better locks and security. But I do see something about someone being caught, and about, I want to say, by about March 3rd, March 4th, something about police and seeing something, a car pulling out. And you'll be, and something about you'll have this on video, because you need to get that video. That's important, because they're not going to do fingerprints unless it's a serious crime or something. But if you have the video, that'll be enough to prosecute.
Okay.
And
I
also see something about restraining orders. You're going to have to get something about, you have a restraining order already on him, correct?
Okay, you do see me getting restraining orders?
You need to get a restraining order.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm right here. Can you hear me, Mike?
Yeah, yeah, we
Hello?
Can hear you. Yep.
Yep.
Cindy,
Hello?
You, John?
Yes, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, you muted out for a while. I couldn't hear any of the show, anything.
The last thing
I heard was you said, I do see restraining orders, and that's as far as I got.
Yes, you need to get that restraining order. You'll have to kind of forgive it because there's like clouds over here in Maine, and I have Verizon. Can you hear me now? No.
Yes.
It does happen. Okay. But the important thing is to get that restraining order because you need to get your ducks in a row because right now I'm seeing this man thinking he could toy with you because, you haven't really done anything. You call the police, but there's nothing to go on. You need that hard evidence first. Establish the fact that he does not belong on your property, and then any time after that, then he is subject to the law. But I kept seeing video, and you're actually getting cameras, and there's something about there's somebody named Al or Alan that's in your area. You know somebody named Frank. There's an older man named Frank that has his store, and I kept seeing there's like a hardware store nearby there. It not a hardware, but electronics store, but somebody named Frank. And I'm seeing a store near you, about 2.7 miles from you. Do you understand?
Well, 2.7 miles is kind of downtown, but it's a very small town, and I don't know of any electronics store here. Very rural area.
Yeah, because I kept seeing you getting something downtown and getting something with surveillance and having somebody help you to set it up, at least explain to you how to set it up because you need to get that hard evidence right there.
Okay.
And you'll be victorious.
Yeah. Pardon me?
You'll be victorious in the month of April.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long ways off.
The important thing is to take care of things. Right. Take care of things. Take care of things. Common sense to lock everything up. Don't leave those doors and windows unlocked. Keep the cars, everything is safe, locking gas caps, all of those things right there. But you know what I'm saying? Put the lights on. Keep the lights on. Because,
right.
You know, like I said, you know what I mean.
Right. I've already done all that. If my bigger concern was the horses out in the pasture. They've already come in and slashed one of them's leg and injured him pretty badly, very valuable horse. And
that's
my concern is they come in the middle of the night, and I'm sure my ex is not. And I have been looking into online qualifications for getting an injunction, but I have no evidence. But I know I know he won't come on the property himself. He thinks he's too valuable to get caught, so he sends his paid thugs that work for him. He's got a whole bunch of employees that work for him at a shop out in the woods.
Well, there you could actually get electric eyes, you know, on your property, like around the perimeter. And actually have that. So if there's an intrusion, you could be awakened to it and call the police.
Well, I don't have the funding to do that. It's a large acreage. And
there's
woods surrounding it. So that's my problem. Yeah, that's fine.
Let's just say I kept seeing in the month of April something about court, a court hearing for him, but something about taking the horses in. They kept showing putting them in the stables, Don't leave them out all night.
I don't have a stable here. I just moved here, and I'm still building, you know, redoing fences, and I don't have a stable yet.
Okay. But,
wow.
I do see spirit help and protection, and there's one that goes, and he says that his name is a standing bear, and there's a guide that goes to you. You ask spirit to set up a perimeter and protection on you and your property, because spirit can only act by are asking. They cannot do things involuntarily because it would be interfering karmically. But if you ask spirit to protect you, see your whole property surrounded with that white light. See the horses, your home, everything. But I kept seeing a standing bear as one of your guides. And then there's a chief. He said that he's a chief white elk that goes to you. And he's talking about also protection because you do a lot of chores that do a lot of lifting, and he is actually with you all the time. Have you ever noticed how you get the stamina to do things all day and all night and lifting things? He works through you. There was even some men in the town that were surprised at what they seen you loading things into your truck or your car. Something about seeing you, they were even looking.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. And his name is Chief White Elk. Call on these Indians because they are protection. They really work. We've had that kind of phenomena around a home in Toledo one time, and there were some people trying to break in the house, and an Indian outside, a spirit Indian, yelled out so loud that these four men went running down the street, and they even had guns on them.
Wow.
The spirit world really works. The spirit world really works, but you have to ask for the help.
Okay.
Does that help?
The horse that was already injured, do you see him making a full recovery?
I do see it because I felt like there was something about a blood vessel, but he didn't cut through the muscle entirely. I felt like there was a rip in the muscle about a half inch into the muscle. Does that make any sense?
And I was afraid it cut a ligament on the side of the leg also, which was that, my concern.
I kept seeing you bandaging that tightly and clean, keeping the wound clean, but I kept seeing this horse making recovery. Don't work him or anything like that. Just take it easy with the horse and just walk with the rope or something, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Very much. Our pleasure.
Very much so. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to
you. God bless.
God bless you.
Thank you, Cindy, for calling. And remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archive.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike, I say thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Into our next song, and this is actually, you should recognize this one because there's some talent that was found in America. So enjoy.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'll be the one if you want me to.
What a song, John, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mike. A wonderful song.
And did you recognize who that was?
No, I did.
Well, it was from the wonderful America's Got Talent. So.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful, wonderful. We watched the show quite a bit.
Well, I watched it regularly, the America's Got Talent. And, Alexandra and Sarah was doing absolutely fantastic, and I'm pleased to see that they won. And that's their winner song. So,
beautiful.
Fantastic.
And that, like, and it's great to see them overcome and become something, make something of their lives. And it shows that we all have talent and different God-given gifts that are within all of us. And that's the beauty of life itself.
Most definitely, most definitely. Okay, let's go back into our call list, because I know we still have quite a few in front of us. Let's go to 703. 703, are you there?
Hi, this is Tina from Virginia.
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Okay,
hi.
Tina, can I ask you what the reason was it called in for?
Well, I'm kind of like in limbo. I wanted to know where I was going spiritually. I was sick and I passed over, and I came, well, I was on life support, and I came back, and I don't know the reason why.
Okay. John, do you want to take this, or do you want me to?
Sure. I'll be glad to. Anyway, the reason why, and you were passed out, you went out and you went into that tunnel, correct?
No, I didn't. I went to a light, and I was up there in the light, and Jesus spoke to me and told me to mark my children with the cross and bless them. I was on life support 6 days, and I came. They took me off life support the sixth day, and I came back. They didn't think I was going to make it. So they, you know, took me off it. My kidneys were shutting down.
And sometimes it takes these special moments to redefine our life, just like many times people, like in Raymond Moody, you've heard of Life After Life, where he made it a life history to study people that were clinically pronounced dead in similar circumstances like yours. And when they come back, like you've seen the light, you must admit that was quite a spiritual experience. And it was a life change.
I didn't have no identity, but I had, I don't know if it was Jesus or an angel, but they talked to me, what do you call it?
Telepathically.
Yes, telepathically. That left me.
And that's a common experience because, and actually that man that was standing by you, you've seen that off-white, it was like a white robe with him. And something about long, brownish, dark brown, black hair, a beard mustache with him, too. So he looked very similar to Jesus. And I want to say something about the eyes. They were brown eyes, but they were very gentle eyes. Can you recall that?
No,
because
I can't.
As I go, okay. But what he was saying was something about to spread love. And I heard the name, if this makes any sense to you, because I this name come to you before, about 12 years ago. Something about speaking and looking in the Bible, there was something about the word Bartholomew, the name Bartholomew. Does that ring a bell with you?
Not really, but it might later.
Okay, I want to say many master teachers that are around you, and one of them is Bartholomew. And he's talking about your spiritual journey is to look deeper beyond what we're taught and going to meditation, because you also have many unique gifts and beautiful gifts, I should say. And one of them is healing, because I kept seeing a lot of healing with your hands and with animals too. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm a Reiki master.
Right, and I kept seeing you giving healing to dogs and cats and something about even birds. But I want to say the important thing is you'll know your answer, because I kept hearing I heard a name, if it makes sense, it starts with a K, a loved one in spirit, because I heard a woman's vibration. She says that her name is Catherine. Catherine or Cat, it starts, do you understand this?
No, I don't, Catherine.
Okay, on your father's side of the family, someone by that name is coming through, and I may not even have the name right, but I want to say she had really thin, brown, light brown, curly hair, and that was toward the end of her life, like an aunt's vibration. Somebody, or great aunt, but she's talking about helping you with your spiritual journey. And
okay.
You're going to have your answer, because There are many talents that you have, including drawing and writing, because I see poetry a lot that comes to you.
Yes, and I didn't know whether to publish it or not.
I heard yes, but wait till after June, because you're going to be led to a good publisher, but there's some things that you have to kind of straighten up in there. There's actually, I want to say there's about 11 different pages of this work that I want to go over again and represent something. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Because you're not quite happy with the book.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
They show me that there's 11, the number 11, meaning I believe different pages with different things in it, but you will have your answer. She's saying, and it's going to be by March 17th, you're going to have your direction, but one of them is going to be writing and getting things published, because in essence, they show that you're going to actually do four different works, four different books in your lifetime. One of them is going to be an actual life story, but the other is going to be kind of a fantasy, but it's going to have a good spiritual value for people. And you like to write. You've admired many of the different series on television and the artfulness of many of the creators. You also have a sleeping problem, and it's sometimes you get up about after 1:20 a.m. to about 3:30. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's welcome to the creative Anju of all people of creation. That's the best time. All of our poets, inventors, they receive their best inspiration at that time versus trying to force it all day long. Whether it be Edison or Van Gogh, they did their best work. Spirit is trying to, and I heard the name, she says that her name is Angela, one of your guides. She's saying that I will guide you, but to write these things down as you get them, because you trust your memory, and by morning you forget a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of watching that television and having a little snack, to saying to just before you turn it on, sit in that chair, because I kept seeing a chair that you like to curl up in the living room, and actually have a little recording device. You're going to get so much more, but I see four books for you in your lifetime.
Okay. What about my mediumship?
Well, that's all part of it, because you've also been helping people. You have been helping and counseling people. I want to say you've been studying as a medium for quite some time yourself. You are a medium.
Yes, I started seeing visions.
Yes, and you're also going to start up with the dreams again, because I also see you've been having part of that sleeping disorder. You cannot sleep on your back because of nasal passages, but I kept seeing
mm-hmm.
something about you. But I actually see dreams and astral flights resuming again once we get the bedding situation out of the way. One of the things is that mattress your mattress is a little soft in some spots. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having a hard time on my lower back with that.
Mm-hmm.
And something about an adjustment in mattresses, a change in mattresses, and something about a pillow that's firmer, because you'll be able to lie flat on your back, and that's the perfect position for astral flights with arms and legs out. You used to have them and have dreams. You used to fly like Peter Pan, to tell me.
I think I did. I think I remember that.
but you know, all these things are coming back, but it's going to be reinvented, not in sometimes the same ways, but look for March 17th around that time for your clarity with your gift, because Spirit is working with you and going through a list of different things. And no one can really tell you. You must make that decision, because part of our gift is when we see and recognize our gift, we then make vows with our spirit, with our intention of our gift and how we want to help people. That's a must. Many mediums need to do this because it takes it to a higher level, opens those gifts up. You also have things disappearing on you quite often, too, around your home.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost a little ring. It wasn't an expensive ring, but I kept seeing something with a stone in it, almost like there was amethyst. There was a little amethyst stone in this ring. I don't know if you have anything like that, but something with the amethyst was disappeared, and it was something in your bedroom.
Okay.
Go back to the room, say it out loud to Spirit. Spirit, I know you did it. I want it back now. And it was your guides, because one of it, she says that her name is Olivia. She's one of your guardian angels that's been doing these things around you.
Okay.
Okay.
I see angels at night. They are on my ceiling. They just fly around and they light up when I ask them questions.
Yes, those orbs.
What are they?
They're like little round lights?
Well, they light up, my angels do, like in the chest. I'll ask them questions, and I'll say, blink once for yes and two for no, and they'll light up.
Okay.
Are
that's great.
Around me still? I haven't seen them lately.
Nothing is ever lost. A lot of times, as many of us in mediumship, when we allow life to control us, in other words, we immerse ourselves into the everyday life conditions and we start to become part of that drama or allow that in, then we kind of push it away, but it's never left us. They're there.
Okay.
The how to see them again is recreate those same passive, peaceful conditions in your mind. In other words, leave the physical world outside that door.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I pray this has helped you.
It has. Thank you. And I just wondered, you know, this is where I'm headed then, to write books. I'm an older woman, and I didn't know, you know, I've had my family, lost my husband, and now I wonder what's left, you know?
Well, it's kind of like a whole new adventure. What's left is because you haven't lost your husband. He's changed expression, but he's actually with you. And one of the things that you'll feel many times when you're in bed, because you still keep his photo in the room.
Yeah.
And you'll notice a little white light next to that every once in a while, and you think your eyes are playing tricks on you. But the one thing that he does is when you get in bed and you're thinking about him, and each day it seems like you think it's getting a little distant as time goes on, you're healing, but he hasn't left you. He is in higher progression. But the one clue that he lets you know is you'll feel something touching you on the lips and also your left cheek. Do you ever feel something with a cobweb touch? Because that's where he kisses you, gives you a peck, he says, to let you know he's there.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, be aware. That's all I could point to you. And when you feel that sensation, then you could associate that with your husband, and then you could mentally ask, is this you? And he'll acknowledge that, because I do see a little light every once in a while, and you have too. When you've glanced at his photograph right by your bed, it's on like a dresser, and you see a little white light. It's not your eyes playing tricks on you. That's his light.
Okay.
So they're working with you. You haven't lost anything. They're just kind of like in the backfield, kind of talking through to you, but you're everyone's instrument. And so life is going to have more meaning, and it's never too late to start something new.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you there, Tina, for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Bye now, bye. Well, John, the time has come that the show is almost at the end. You know, it's gone so quick, and it flies by, you know, as it does each and every time that you're on. And, you know, a big massive thank you to you, John, for coming on and stepping in again at last minute. So thank you very much there, John.
Thank you, Mike, and I'd like to thank all your listeners. Thank you for being so kind and having me on, and it's always a pleasure. And stay warm and take care of that cold, my friend.
definitely. The whiskey needs to come out, John. It really does. But before we go, tell everyone how they can get hold of you again.
Sure. You can look us me up on Facebook. It's REV, Rev John, JOHN, Lilek, LILEK, and love to have you as a friend. And you can keep up with our post. And then also on our website, it's www.universalspiritualministries.org.
Okay, perfect. John, again, I want to thank you very much for coming on. And just say, you know, I wish you all the best with your seance room, and I hope that it comes along quite nicely and quickly there for you, so that can we all be up and running, ready as soon as you.
Sure, Mike. Well, thank you, and maybe you'll come on by and see a materialization or something with this.
Most definitely. Well, let's look forward to July, Mike,
there you go.
Because that's where it is, will be, where you know, we will actually meet and. You know, actually work together, I think, as a team on a stage, which I, you know, I'm really looking forward to.
Me too, Mike. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, all that's left for me to do is to say good night, good day, whatever you want.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.